Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. This is Power Week, and we're continuing on. I want to talk today about the one thing that just absolutely ensures that a broken relationship is going to continue to deteriorate and die. And I talk about relationships a great deal because love and relationships, it's the juice of life. Nobody on their deathbed ever says, I wish I spent more time at the office. But people do say, I wish I would have loved more. I wish I would have given more. I wish I would have become more. Love is the one energy in the universe that can literally shift every other part of your life. It can shift your entire life. Now, I know some of you are going through some trials right now, some tribulations. You're going through some struggles, particularly when it comes to a relationship. I want to quote the late Stephen Covey. He said, with human beings, slow is fast. And I firmly believe that after helping people in 60 different countries save their relationship, rekindle their love affair, renew their marriage, I've come to believe that slow is fast. That doesn't mean that results is always slow. Sometimes it's extraordinarily fast. I have a client in England right now, absolutely marvelous lady. And for 4 or 5 months, we've been working together. And her ex has basically had nothing to do with her, hasn't talked to her, hasn't given her the time of day. And I just kept encouraging her and working with her to shift her inner vibration. I said, you know, there's all kinds of gimmicks you can employ, but nothing is going to work. Nothing is going to be lasting. Nothing is going to have serious effect unless you shift your inner vibration. She just called me a few moments ago. Her and her boyfriend are spending a lovely weekend together. They're planning a trip out of town. They're falling back in love again. And this time the relationship looks like it's headed toward, you know, the wedding altar. And that'll be one of many that we've had this year. I mean, it's incredible. So let's talk about that. But first, before we get into this big mistake, I want to say that if you have blocks, emotional blockages that are hurting you emotionally, if you have lower vibration, then you need to develop skills that will help you heal yourself and eventually heal others if you so choose. And Rachel and I sincerely want to invite you to Taos, New Mexico for July 16th and 17th for our Healing Beyond Belief workshop. It's incredible. I mean, it's going to be a mind blower, a game changer. Now, I know you're thinking, wow, that's a long ways away. But, you know, it's a short flight and we have all the details on our website. I think you fly into Albuquerque. And we are making arrangements if you want to share a hotel room with someone, cut your costs down. We can help you find somebody who's on the list, who's looking for a roommate as well. You know, we'll do anything and everything possible to make this happen for you. It's going to be a weekend where you can clear finally. Finally, you can learn, and you can not just clear, you can learn how to do this for the rest of your life. As a matter of fact, you'll be able to help others do it as well. You'll be certified as a legitimate Ruach healer. You will learn how to manipulate energy like never before. So it's Taos, New Mexico. Go to our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. And go to the events page. And there is all the information you need. But if you still have questions, call us. We want to make it as easy as pie for you to come. And if you're going through any kind of a relationship thing or financial blockages or emotional blockages of any kind, this is the weekend for you. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. This weekend is a game changer. And several of you have already signed up, are already coming, and you're coming a day or two early. And that's great because I'm going to be coming in a day or two early. It's exciting because I want to spend time with you. Rachel wants to spend time. We want to spend time doing some private work together. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to have a great time together. So, you know, if you can, fly on in on the 15th or so, or even the 14th. And it's a beautiful area. It's very mystical, very magical.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
There's a lot of reasons why relationships break up. And there's a number of reasons why people decide to go their own direction or a different direction. They change course. But I want to share with you what I think is the most damaging thing you can do if your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend has walked out on you. And that is delay in getting the help you need. Absolutely. Look at when people go through a breakup, and the first thing they do is they start texting. And they text around the clock or they call. You know, why? Let's work this out. Let's fix this. You know, men are really big into that, fixing things. We think everything is a mechanical issue, that there's a tool to fix anything, that all we have to do is fix this and things will be better. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way with human beings. Human beings are holistic. They can't just be fixed. Especially if there's been pain. But every moment that you delay, every minute, every day that you delay getting the help that you need to save the love that you crave is a moment that you are allowing the cancer of disillusionment to continue to grow. You're allowing the situation to become permanent. And you can't fix it. This is one of those deals you can't fix. All the sweet talk and flowers in the world won't do it. It's a vibrational change. It's a reconnection to the energy that the two of you felt when you fell in love. That was a new and exciting and positive and uplifting and joyful energy. And now you're trying to fix it. It doesn't work that way. You see, the universe doesn't respond to words. I know all the law of attraction gurus say change your words, but the words are just about beliefs. They're just a reflection of beliefs. It's about changing beliefs first. Then the words automatically change. In other words, as you shift your beliefs, you don't have to sit down with a pencil and paper and write out all these long affirmations. You'll just start talking differently. Your words will change. Your language will change. Your thought patterns will change. Your vibration will shift. And then your emotional state follows suit. In the Kabbalistic tree of life, we have Hod, which is intellect, and we have Netzach, which is the state of emotion and passion, opposite each other because they influence each other.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
So as your thoughts change, your words change, your emotions shift. You start to feel different emotions. And that's exciting. Because the next step elicits help from the universe. The next step is your feelings change. The universe responds to feelings. Rachel and I just bought a new car. We're all excited about that car. But when we got in that car, and you remember we always talk about when you do your affirmations, you say this or something better. I had something visualized in my mind. And as I started to look at it, it didn't fit my needs. And then the universe provided something better. But our feelings were connected to that. The universe provided it because we felt it. And when you're going through a breakup, oh, I know. You're feeling pain. You're feeling anxiety. You're feeling doubt. You're feeling anger. You're feeling fear. One part of you wants to punch holes in the wall. The other part of you wants to just lie down and cry. And that's not what is going to help you attract a damn thing. And that's why I say the quicker you take action, because every moment that you delay, every moment that you delay in getting the help that you truly need, and you're not going to get it from your friends, they're all going to tell you to move on. She was no good for you. Well, he was just a lazy bum. They're just all going to tell you to move on. Or they're going to tell you it was all your partner's fault. You're not going to get it from a psychologist. Oh my God, that is the worst money you can invest other than a psychic. And everybody wants to go to a psychologist. What makes you feel this way? How long have you felt this way? Well, did you feel this way about your mother? That isn't going to help you shift your energy and attract the love of your life back into your life. And then people go crazy. And they start calling these psychic hotlines or calling their local psychic. And you might as well just roll over and give up once you've done that, because you're allowing this person's negative energy. Look at, they're dealing with tons of people all day. They're just immersed in negative energy oftentimes. And they're wrong 50% of the time. That's the real problem. I know they don't like me. I understand that. But I tell it like it is. The divine mysteries and quantum science and the law of attraction doesn't work because somebody has a turban on their head. It works because you have taken control of your vibratory state and you've matched it. You have to become a fitting container for what you've lost. You've lost all the water in the container. Because you have holes. We've got to change the container. I'm here to tell you that with a heart filled with gratitude and love, you can create a new identity for yourself and for your relationship. You can bring back the person that you have lost, but you've got to take action. The longer you wait, yes, we've had people that have been separated for years and brought them back together, but it is very difficult. It takes a lot of work and a lot of energy. It's not as easy. So if you've recently gone through a breakup, now's the time you've got to move on it. I'm serious. You've got to change your vibration. I mean that. That's the key. That's the absolute key. Hey, we are out of time. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I mean, you're just wonderful people. And I want to thank you for supporting this podcast, for sharing it on your Facebook page or your Twitter account, and for giving us those 5 stars on iTunes. And we're hopefully helping you out with a new podcast every day. And this week, it's Power Week, so we're doing 2 podcasts a day all week long. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And hopefully, we'll see some of you in Taos, New Mexico. In July. Have a great day. Bye-bye.